good friend and good person for all of Macon County. Thanks for your kind words. Do you know we've had an ongoing dialogue with solid waste basically all of 2015? And just give an overview, last few meetings about Francis Farm. This meeting is about part of the plan field. As you may remember, in 2009, we sent a request for proposal to somebody to manage the plan field in hopes of moving towards expanding management. We went through that review process in 2010. Extensive review and application and review with the applicants at that time. Santec came out far ahead of all the others that applied for this, and we've had a good working relationship with Santec. They have been very conscientious every time that we've called with their concerns, things that we've had questions about. They've been very diligent and listening to and have educated me very well here the last few months, assuming the position I have. So since 2011, they took over management of the landfill in December of 2011, and they managed that as part of the county function. The county still had oversight. They managed that landfill on a daily basis. In May of 2014, they did expanded management. What expanded management is they took over the entire operation of the landfill, not on a daily basis, but for every day and henceforth. The landfill, the closure and post-closure of the landfill became their responsibility once expanded management was enacted as part of the contract. So the issues that we're having at Francis Farm, you know, we have an unlined landfill there, the plan of the landfill is lined, and those issues of closure and post-closure are Santec's responsibility due to expanded management. They are in the contract several different performance and security measures and bonds there. The county is well protected in the event of any matter that may happen. There's environmental, workers' comp, liability, and performance bonds. So it's a very well constructed contract. As we all know, we worked on it for over a year to get this thing right. And I think the benefits, since it's expanded management has taken place, as it showed as well now too. So I have with us today is Matt Dillon, Santec Executive Vice President, Cheryl Hudson, Santec Executive Vice President of Marketing, Ron Bell, Vice President of Engineering, and John Preston, Landfill Manager of Idaho.
Good afternoon. It's good to be with you today. As Mr. Francis indicated, we have a couple of representatives here. Ron Bale is going to actually cover the engineering issues that we're going to talk to you about today, and I'm going to talk to you about the operations of the landfill. As Mr. Francis explained, we've been managing the landfill sort of like a cut-and-cover operation since December of 2011 until we could secure enough waste volume to go to the expanded management agreement. And it took us a couple of months, maybe a year or so, to get to that. And right around May of last year, we secured the waste volume that we needed to feel comfortable to assume operation of all of the things that are responsible for the inside the gate. And that includes the closure, the post-closure, the construction, all of the big ticket items that you guys were wanting to kind of put on somebody else and shed that liability. We want to kind of bring you up to date on where we're at. We do have some cell construction scheduled for 2017, and so in preparation for that, we're currently excavating soil from phases 4 and 5, which is approximately 14.3 acres. And it's about 175,000 cubic yards of soil that has to be removed for the construction of the next cell. We've also installed a new on-site fuel tank with secondary containment, so that has been put in place. We received an inspection from the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources on March the 18th, and at that time it was noted that we had an erosion issue due to a major rain event of 2.3 inches. What the state required us to do was to submit some soil samples, which we did, and at that time, they deemed us to be in compliance. So we pride ourselves on running a good facility, but every once in a while, we'll have an issue. Since the expanded management agreement, we have returned $114,338 to Haywood County in host fees, and I think that's revenue that you guys can put back in your coffers and determine what you want to do with that. We hope to continue that trend every year. We value our partnership with Haywood County. We currently partner with 12 local governments in 9 states, and we've always had good working relationships with our local governments. And if we have left a facility due to its closing, we've left on good terms. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Ron, and he will talk about some of the engineering issues.
Appreciate you guys giving us time to come here and give you an update. I want to go over 4 or 5 bullet points here. First, I'd like to let you know that the area, every year we do an aerial topography of the landfill so that we can see the life left in the landfill, not only permittable life, but also constructable life. That way, obviously, with the expanded management, we have construction, so we need to get ready for that, as Cheryl mentioned. But as of the May 4th, 2015 aerial, it indicates we've got about 30.2 years of life out of the landfill. Obviously, when that 30.2 years is up, there'll be a closure and post-closure event that you guys are aware of with the Francis Farm landfill that is Santec's responsibility. We do have bonds in place and environmental insurance in place to cover that in the event that Santec didn't cover it, but obviously that is our responsibility. We will take care of that liability. Also, we'll begin on the phase 4 and 5, 14.3 acres that Cheryl mentioned. We'll begin drilling at the landfill. As you guys are probably aware, there's a 5-year permit that has to occur. They expire in North Carolina. That's not the same in all states, but it is in North Carolina. And we'll begin drilling last week of July is what that's slated for. It's about a 2-year long process or less. And we'll put those wells in, and that's our next permitting event for phases 4 and 5 to do that construction. We've contracted with BLE, who you guys I think also use and are aware of, to do that work for us. We are also in the completing the annual capacity report for Haywood County. That is a state required report. We submit that to David Francis and to Diener. And it's just the capacity of phases 1 through 3, which is where we are currently filling now. Phases 1, 2, and 3 have been constructed. There's approximately 7 phases out of the landfill, and those will be constructed in future years. We will also complete the annual report for Diener as well and submit that. The groundwater, stormwater, and methane sampling is being done on a quarterly and semi-annual basis, and it's being done in accordance with the regulations and being submitted with copies coming to the county as well. With that said, I appreciate your time. If you have any questions, we'll be more happy to answer.
Just some comments there. I think you've answered a lot of those questions. I know that when you all took, or assuming not the expanded management, but coming in contract with you, we were looking at the guarantee of 30 years. We're 4 or 5 years into that already, and we're still looking at 30 years, which I think is a very good thing. I think it shows that this is working, and I hope that this gets out into the public, and so that, we can continue to emphasize that this landfill is going to be here, it's going to last for a long time. Haywood County has a place to put the gardens. That was the intent of this agreement, along with relieving the liability that we would be faced with closure and post-closure. There is, which I've been really involved with you all for the last couple of years with this thing down there with you, talking with you, and you've heard some concerns that I've had that I hear. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and that was one of the reasons that all along back in November and all, I suggested that we do this at the end of each year, kind of give a state of the union on how things are going. And so now we're completing the first year of expanded management. And it appears everything is working well. We we have actually life at the landfill that we started with in 2011, so that has been news too. And I hope that we continue to get this out into the public. And, you know, I know that there's been a few issues out there, small issues. You talked about the little violation deal, but when you're dealing with that magnitude of fresh dirt, fresh drain, and lots of water, lots of rainfall, you're going to have that. I know that when you drive up to White Oak and you look at the entrance, it is now looks more like a, you wouldn't know it's landfill. And it's a big change from what it used to be. You know, I happen to be on that end of the county, so I hear a lot and watch a lot, and I appreciate you all and getting to know John and the people that works out there and everything, and been very good with information back and forth. And if there is issues, you know, we've been well informed, and we've had monthly meetings, and so I appreciate everything. Thank you.
I just wanted to comment that I appreciate it. We still got 30 years alive at the landfills. That's great. That's great news to hear. And in talking about the rain, I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, the northwest end of the county, it's like, you know, when the weather comes from Tennessee, it like rains it out there. So you guys probably deal with more rain there than we do in Waynesville. In fact, I know we do because I have to monitor radar all the time for because we work outside, so we're always monitoring the weather. And I always notice that when the rain comes in, it kind of rings out around the Pines Creek, Wide Oak area. And so for y'all that only have one issue with a deemer over soil, that's remarkable, really. I mean, knowing the terrain like I do, so I appreciate all your all's work and making this really work well for us.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.